Welcome, everybody, to the ROC, as we call it, the Rail Operations Center. So there you go. That's our new name. I'd like to call to order the SMART Board of Directors regular meeting of June 7th, 2017. We're meeting at noon today, which is a little bit different. I have two announcements before we move on. One is that we have an addition to the agenda for our closed session. It's an urgency item, Government Code 54954.2, Section B2. We need a two-thirds vote on this. Are we going to vote to add this to the agenda? Okay. I'm not ready yet. It's a conference with General Manager Farhad Mansourian pursuant to Government Code Section that I just mentioned, Government Code 54956.8. Regarding real estate property negotiations, the property assessor number is 128-442-014 at 228 018th Street East in Sonoma County. The negotiating parties are Farhad Mansourian and Victory Station Group. Is there a motion to add this to the agenda?
I'll move the urgency in the item.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Okay, we'll note that that will be added unanimously to the agenda. And the second thing is that we would like to adjourn today in memory of Dietz Stroh, who was an amazing supporter of SMART starting about 30 years ago. He was the current president of the Golden Gate Bridge District Board of Directors, and he passed away last week, and we're very sad with his loss, and he's been a true friend of SMART for years, and we would like to honor him by adjourning today's meeting in his memory. Okay. Next, we have approval of the May 17th, 2017 board meeting minutes. Is there a motion?
Madam Chairman.
Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Chair, I need to abstain. I wasn't there.
Okay. One abstention. Any opposition? Okay, it passes unanimously with one, except for, that's not unanimously, right? With one abstention. Okay, next, is there public comment today on any non-agenda items? If you'd like to come forward and speak to us on anything that is not on the agenda, you may come forward, and you have 3 minutes. Okay, everybody wants us to get on with the meeting, do you? Okay. I will note there was no public comment.
She's on.
Oh, there is. Okay.
There's two. There'll be one right here.
Okay. We move kind of fast, so you have to make me look at you.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Mendoza. I live in Novato. Your train is beautiful. Your train stations are beautiful. I'm so excited to have this transportation come. There's a couple things I'm concerned about. I am a Lyft and Uber driver, and I've read through the media that you're planning on doing your last mile agreement with Lyft to provide transportation. There is no plan for providing transportation for that last mile for people with mobility disabilities, such as wheelchair users. I have a letter from the Secretary of Transportation that reminds you of your obligation when you partner with TNCs like Lyft and Uber that you cannot forget about people with disabilities. The Secretary said you have to keep that in mind. You can't partner with them unless you have a plan to transport everybody. I live in Novato. The closest working operating station to us is the Atherton station, and I'm a little concerned with the access. There is no way to get there via wheelchair or anybody with any kind of mobility disability, or really anyone with children or the concerned about their own personal safety. There's no curb cuts. There's no sidewalk. There's no access from Atherton, from Redwood Boulevard, or from San Marin. You can't get there unless you cross a street that has no curb cuts. You go out in the street, you can't get there. So that train station is not usable to a person with a mobility disability at all. They can't get there unless they're driven in a car. And I can do that. I have a wheelchair-accessible car. I will drive my husband there, but that's not true independence. That's me taking him somewhere so he can access the train. But I'm really excited. The train, everything looks really wonderful, and I'm going to pass these out. I only have 12.
Okay, thank you. Okay. If you'd give them to Letty.
Just for the
record, we are not allowed to respond to you right now during public comment. We can't say that that's accurate or not, but there is input that we need to hear, and we
thank
will
you.
Work with
thank
that.
You.
Okay, thank you. Yes, you can do that. Maybe.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the Smart Board of Directors. My name is Peter Mendoza, and it's good to be here today. And we are really excited about Smart, and both through MCIL and on a personal level, I wanted to express our appreciation to be able to, the meetings we've had with staff regarding accessibility issues. The concern that I come before you today is that we don't really know what policies and what changes have been adopted. Because of our discussions, there's still access barriers with the train, access barriers with the restroom. And, for example, this, the concern my wife brought up, Jennifer, by the way, she's my much better half, brought up about no way to exit the station safely if you're in a wheelchair is a really significant barrier. And we came to your board. First time we contacted SMART was back in October of 2015. And what we met with staff, we haven't really heard that anything has moved forward. And by now, there should really be discussions about policy, how you're serving with people with disabilities, how are you going to assist people with disabilities, for example, getting food from the concession area. Those policies should have already been discussed and adopted through an open public process. And the concern we have is that it really hasn't happened. The issue with the Novato San Marin station, there's a pathway that goes about 60 feet and then goes into a dirt mound that doesn't go anywhere. So that means someone, like my wife said, will have to drive me there, or I'll have to travel down a bike path and then cross Redwood Boulevard where there's no crosswalk to get back to a sidewalk. This is a long distance. If I have to get there independently, what am I supposed to do? Call SMART and ask for help? Or call the Novato Police Department and ask them to help me? Because at night, or even in the daytime, that's not very safe. So in closing, I'm asking that this be agendized on an upcoming meeting, probably sooner than later, so we can have a discussion and open dialogue about programmatic and physical access. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we will make sure, if you could leave your contact information with Letty, we'll make sure that we personally get back with you, okay? Because I'm not out there to see what you're talking about, but we will get back to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else who has any other comment that is on a non-agenda item today? Nobody? Last call? Okay, we will close public comment and come to board member announcements. Are there any board member announcements? First, I'll look left. No? Okay, Jake.
Just a very brief report from myself as the chair of MTC. Sitting next to me is the vice president of ABAG, and a week ago, last Tuesday, President Julie Pierce of ABAG and I signed a memorandum of understanding and a contract for services between those two governing boards, and the offers of employment for the 58 ABAG employees were handed out last Thursday, and we would anticipate, now that the letters are and contracts are signed, that ABAG employees will make their decisions over the next 2 weeks whether or not to become employees of MTC. And then on July 1st, there will be a new agency, MTC, staffed by the combined current MTC staffing and the staff who choose to join MTC. On that date, there will be one executive director, Steve Heminger, Brad Paul, the current acting executive director of ABAG, will become a deputy executive director of MTC, joining the senior management team, and we will then proceed under the new organization structure. And under the memorandum of understanding, we will, starting next year, consider possible methods of establishing a regional governance structure with an agreement that by the beginning of the year 2019, we will enter into or pursue discussions as to the possibility of a combined governing group. That obviously is all in the future, but it is obviously of significance to all of us working in what is going to be a key component of Plan Area 2040, which we will be considering this summer. And those of us who are working on SMART and the 101 corridor, this will be a component of that plan, which will be being considered by the Executive Board and the MPC Commission in July of this year. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Jake. Anybody else to my left? Okay, to my right, Gary Phillips.
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to report.
Microphone closer, louder.
I said I wanted to just report out that with regard to quiet zones, we've now had in Marin County quiet zones for a couple of weeks, and everything's gone very well. And as you know, I was concerned about some of the outreach with regard to our Centerville High School, not far from the downtown station. I was approached by the principal yesterday, and he was very complimentary of SMART and the outreach that was facilitated with SMART Group. So, so far, things are going very well, and we appreciate the help that was offered by SMART to the high school.
Thank you very much, Gary. Eric.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also just wanted to have a brief report out for this board and also for the public that at the Nevada City Council meeting 2 weeks ago, the City Council did vote to move forward with phase two of our downtown station. As this board might recall, going back a couple years ago, the City Council worked with SMART to conduct a feasibility study about whether or not a downtown station can be added at the City of Nevada's cost. That was completed, and then the City Council moved forward with phase one of the station improvements for downtown. All that was remaining was the phase two, which is primarily the systems and the finishing of the station. And 2 weeks ago, the council did vote to move forward with that. So we'll continue to work with SMART to bring that downtown station online.
And we welcome Novato to the downtown Novato. Barbara.
No, thank you.
Okay, I thought you had your light on.
No, it's malfunctioning.
Barbara's malfunctioning today. Dan, sorry, Barbara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At last month's meeting of the Marin County Council of Mayors and Council Members, it was requested by some in attendance who were representing
can
locals.
Can you move it closer to you? You have to be really close. Yeah.
At last month's meeting of the Marin County Council of Mayors and Council Members, there were representatives of Marin County Schools at the meeting who made a request that SMART reach out to all of the schools in Marin County and ask for those who may be interested in receiving presentations on safety and any information SMART would like to relay to the local schools relative to the use of the train system. The opportunity to receive presentations by the schools, they asked us to reach out to every school, not just those they thought that we thought might be interested, and give every school an opportunity to receive the presentation.
On safety, did you say?
Yes. And on use of the train system. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Dan. Any other board announcements? Okay, I neglected to welcome all of our staff here today. We came to most of you, and it's really fun to see. Hi, Nina. It's fun to see all of you in the same place. And at the conclusion of this meeting, before we go into closed session, we will be taking a group photo of all of the staff and all of the board for posterity reasons as we begin service shortly. Okay? That's all I can say. Shortly. So we will be doing that at the end. I just wanted to, looking at the sea of all of the uniforms and all the employees, and I just wanted to make sure I welcomed you. Okay. Next we have General Manager's report.
Good afternoon. Madam Chair, directors of the agency, I have three reports to give you. One is As of this morning, quiet zone went to effect in city of Santa Rosa. That covers two or three of their crossings. And we issued a safety alert yesterday. This complements what's been going on in Marin County. County of Sonoma is in the process on behalf of other agencies in Sonoma to be doing the same thing. And as you know, city of Petaluma is also on quiet zone. Because we now have in Santa Rosa in particular the quiet zone, so as of tomorrow morning, we will start be running that early practice runs for the quiet, for the schedule, which starts at 4:19 in the morning. We wanted to make sure that we wait a few days before the quiet zone goes into effect, so when the first train pulls out in those hours, that at least the residents in those areas have comfort. So that will start tomorrow. The next thing is Transportation Authority of Marin and Whistle Stop and Zipcar have formed a partnership, and they made the announcement that the Smart San Rafael station will now be having access, or the residents will have access to the Zipcar. This is a partnership that these three agencies put together. The cars will be on Whistle Stop lot, and people who can use Zipcar will be using them. While we are on that subject, I wanted to also provide a quick answer on the Lyft issue and the ADA. I communicated with Mr. Mendoza months ago in writing when he raised a similar question, and I pointed out to him that the Lyft program is not by SMART. It is the Transportation Authority of Marin is doing that, and they're working on the ADA issue. So SMART has no violation on that whatsoever. He acknowledged the receipt of mine and said he will pursue that with Transportation Authority of Marin. The second piece related to ADA is I want to make sure everybody understands our vehicle are fully in compliance with ADA, as well as our stations are. Having said that, the information we received today, I will pass to the city of Novato, because the curb cuts on public streets outside Novato stations or outside all of our stations are the issue that the local jurisdiction who manages those public roads need to deal with. I'll work with our director, Lucan, as well as the city of Novato, so they know that. Also, the next item is a press release by city of Cotati. And basically in preparation for the Smart Passenger Service, the City of Cotati announced a partnership with Smart to provide an information, a customer service at the Cotati station. This will be located at 970 East Cotati, and we will have information on fares, schedules, safety, and other details. This is in addition to where you can come and buy tickets at our headquarters in Petaluma, or have the customer service, which is, you know, it's in downtown San Rafael where we have contracted out with Golden Gate Bridge. That concludes my announcements. I'll be happy to answer any question you might have. Okay.
Any board questions of Farhan? Okay. Next, we will move on to the consent calendar. The approval of Top Dog Media contract agreement, approval of Alliant Insurance Services contract for insurance brokerage and risk management, amendment 2, approval of Utah Transit Authority contract amendment number 1.
I'll move consent.
Second.
Okay, before we go to a vote, is there any comment from the public on the consent calendar? Okay, seeing none, we will now vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Okay, seeing none, that was unanimous. The next item is authorize the general manager to award a contract for engineering design and construction support for a path, Heron Street to South Point Boulevard in Petaluma. So.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Directors, Bill Gamlin, Chief Engineer with SMART. The item before you is a recommendation to enter into a professional services contract with Biggs Cardoza Associates for the design of a section of pathway in Petaluma from Perrin Street to South Point Boulevard for a not-to-exceed amount of $325,000. This is being funded with Sonoma County Measure M funds, so we'd like to thank our partners on that. We have also put together a full funding package for construction. It's not programmed till the out years of 2020 at this point in time, but our grants department is working with seeing what they can do to advance that funding. So in the meantime, we will be designing this work this year and preparing for construction permitting, so we're ready to go when the construction funding is advanced or put in place. I also just wanted to briefly provide you with an update on pathway construction coming up this year. We have four segments outstanding, one in San Rafael from San Pedro Road to the Civic Center Station. We're hoping to start that work very, very soon. We have permits for that now. Two sections in Novato, one is from Franklin to the downtown station. We're still awaiting on a couple permits for that section. The other is Novato from Rush Creek up to the San Marin Station, which will tie to the portion of pathway that Mr. Mendoza brought up, and that also is waiting on construction permittings from the resource agencies. And finally, our last section is in Roner Park in Cotati. This is where we partnered with Sonoma Mountain Village to construct the final section there, which would be from the Cotati Station down to Sonoma Mountain Village. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions of Bill? David.
Just want to say thank you very much on behalf of Petaluma and South County. Does this get us exactly from a safe pedestrian access area on Peyran to South Point?
Yes. And, yeah, it makes that tie.
And I know that this particular piece of track and pathway is where now a lot of people will walk down the tracks themselves. Homeless folks and whatnot who are in the river area will do that. And I would just ask that as we, and obviously we want to prioritize every piece of pathway, but as we go forward, there are those pathways that are more frequented or have a history of people walking along the tracks, which we obviously don't want to have continue, that if we can prioritize those areas to really...
Your microphone went off.
I was done.
Oh, good.
I just want to say thank you again.
Okay,
Madam
thank
Chair.
You, David. Jake.
Since the subject of the Cotati Station to Sonoma Mountain Village has been mentioned, it's eagerly awaited to complete what will be almost a complete crossing of the city of Roner Park from Golf Course Drive at the north end to the south end at Sonoma Mountain Village. The crossings at Roner Park Expressway and at Southwest Boulevard and, or Southeast, I always get mixed up, but whatever the hell that boulevard is, and down to East Cotati Avenue. These bike and pedestrian crossings are in operation. It's been used on a frequent basis by lots of people, including myself, when I go to City Hall. And again, thank you. And it's a great demonstration of the value of the multiple use path in a community, and it realizes part of the vision that was first put forward over 20 years ago to have that multiple use path, those bicycle and pedestrian paths available to all parallel to our tracks. Thank you, Mr. Engineer.
Okay, any comments to my right? Shirley and then Carol. Sorry.
And since I'm following Jake here in that vein.
Okay.
I'm following Jake here in that vein. I know I alerted SMART and Sonoma County Transportation and Public Works to the issue a couple of months ago. But
you lift the microphone up, too. It's really hard to hear you.
How's that?
Good.
Better?
Okay. Better.
I'm now destroying the microphone. Okay. Thank you. Challenging. Since we had to drive over the crossing here on Airport today to get here, I just, again, want to highlight the need as funding becomes available, but sooner rather than later in terms of safety, and I know SMART's been so wonderful in terms of safety, that this crossing here is going to be problematic for all of our employees at the Sonoma County Water Agency that have to go between these two buildings because they're forced to kind of go out into the road to get over the crossing. So there is a bike lane there, and that's great, but we still need to do more in terms of going over that crossing to make it safer for our Sonoma County Water Agency employees, by the way, which we are sitting on their previous property because the director sold the property to SMART a few years ago. So let's, I just want to highlight that since we're talking about these crossings and construction. Carol?
It's okay. It's all right. I just saw the answer to my question.
Okay. Her question was answered.
Very
is there
rarely,
anybody else
that,
to my
does
right?
That ever happen? Thank you.
Okay. Is there any public from the, any comment from the public on the addition of this multi-use path in Petaluma? Thumbs up, everybody? Right? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I think Gary was a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? No. That passes unanimously. Next, we have item 8, authorize the general manager to execute a contract with Ventec Transit.
Madam Chair, directors of the board, the item before you today is an important contract, one of our more important contracts before we begin carrying passengers, and it's a contract to provide maintenance services for our new Clipper vending machines that you've seen now at all of our platforms. The contract is simply to provide any services required with the machine, monitoring, inspection, repair, cash collection, and anything that would be needed. It's a contract with Ventec, who, as you know, is a Petaluma local firm that built our machines for us, and Sunny is right here with us if you have any questions. But basically, it's a 3-year contract. It'll run through June 2020, and the total not-to-exceed amount is $706,000 and $706,528. And I'll just stop and see if you have any questions, because the staff report's very detailed, and the contract itself, you'll see, is also very detailed. It includes performance standards. It includes everything from the inventory that they'll be holding, the response times, the coordination with SMART, and we feel it's a very good contract for us because it's a very specialized service that we don't have the expertise for in-house, but Ventec is very good at it. They've done it in the past, and we're looking forward to working with them for the next few years on this.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Looking left, looking right. Okay, is there any public comment on this award of the contract for Ventec for our revenue collection services? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion?
I'll move it.
You have a question? No, he doesn't. Okay, there was a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? No. Okay, the next item is receive operational readiness report from our general manager.
Madam President, representatives of the agency, construction of 40 miles of tracks.
You need a different mic, sir.
Let's try this again. Check, check. How's this? Madam Chair, directors of the agency, it is my pleasure to give you a readiness operation report. Construction of 43 miles of tracks, 24 bridges, one movable bridge that was reconstructed, which replaced a 100-year-old bridge that took 15 minutes to turn, with one that it lock and loads in 180 seconds. Completion of the 63 at-grade crossings, 7 miles of bike path, and creation of a 60-acre Mother Nature Preserve has brought us to the meeting today. I'm pleased to report that we have reached a significant milestone. We are ready for our passenger service. Here is what comes next. Our readiness has triggered two significant events that has to happen before we start full passenger service. We have asked and have received confirmation for full, final, multidiscipline audit by the Federal Railroad Administration. This team will arrive this Sunday and will begin their audit Monday all the way to June 15th. That is the first items to be done so they can approve our readiness. Second, U.S. Congress requires all passenger trains be equipped with positive train control, PTC, by end of 2018 and certain cases by end of 2020. Your board directed staff to proactively embrace this safety requirement and incorporate positive train control in our project. We have done that. We have designed positive train control. That design, all the hardware, the software, and the testing has cost us about $50 million. This enhanced safety measure is to prevent derailment due to excessive speed. Excessive speed due to human error or criminal acts, and workmen's accidents for being on the tracks without us knowing. These strategies will simply not take place on our railroad because our positive train control will police those speed-related issues. Having said that, I want to remind us and remain vigilant for safety. Here is what all this positive train control meant. We have completed over 2,000 individual positive train control tests. We have performed more than 550 individual at-grade crossing tests. We have produced and are about to submit to Federal Rail Administration over 10,000 pages of test documentations. We will now wait for FRA's review and final approval. And that's already in the works as I reported to you. Recently, I was told by federal agencies that many railroads are watching and cheering for our success because they want to use similar PTC design and test procedures throughout the nation. We have now been moved to the top of the list of projects to review by FRA. While this time in a short area to wait for the final PTC approval, and because of the upcoming FRA audit, it is my pleasure to announce that as of late this morning, we have received FRA approval to do what they call soft opening. We call come and preview our railroad. The idea is for us to invite members of public and members of press to come and ride on a single double train, but one train going up and down the line, and they can visit our tracks, our stations, and our facility and enjoy our railroad while the final PTC review approval is underway before we open up our doors for full passenger service. We like to invite public to give us feedback on what those preview trips should look like. They can share their suggestions by going on the Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, use hashtag SmartPreview. People can also go and visit our brand new, as of late last night, transit-oriented website. It is no longer about construction, about planning. That's when you go and pick your schedule, you look at your fares, and so on. So please visit that there. As soon as we hear public feedback, while the next week's field audit is going with FRA, we will then come back and announce those preview rides, times, locations, from which station to which station. We like to hear what direction you have for us and what members of public are doing. Previously, your board decided to provide a free period, if you recall, followed by a half-price period from July to Labor Day. While we're waiting for the final approval by FRA, we recommend that we extend the free period to the opening day of when we get the final approval from the board, and then the half a day, and then the full day as of Labor Day. It is my pleasure to report to you we've done our part. We now need to wait and get final permission to open our doors. Under your direction, we've been working on a ceremony that will kick off the start of our full passenger service in a very near future, pending the federal approval. I want to take this opportunity and let you know, and I want to thank Federal Rail Administration, who has worked with us in partnership and have invested in our success. I want to mention and thank California Public Utilities Commission, whose team has been here to guide us, to provide insight, oversight, and make sure that our system is safe. Both of these state and federal agencies have done a great job. So, having said all of that, Madam President, directors of the agency, I want to thank you for your leadership. Thank you for having our backs during some very tough times. But at this time, I would like you to meet the Smart family that made all of this possible. Would Smart family please get up? So all aboard, Madam Chair. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Well, I was looking for an opportunity for us to give all of you a standing ovation, and Farhad provided it. I would, at this point, just like to thank Farhad and all of the staff for all of the years and all of the time, day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that the work you've put in to get us ready for opening day. And now we've done everything we can do, and it's up to the federal government to issue final permits, but this is a huge milestone, and on behalf of the board, and we will speak individually as well, but just thank you so much for everything that you've done. It hasn't been easy, but it's been good. Okay, and for the board, I have a pass out now, talking points that Farhad just went over, so you'll have a copy yourselves. And which board member, I'll look right this time, who would like to speak first?
That's because we don't have a mic, and that's why you're coming right.
Okay, so Barbara?
Yeah, sure.
Can you hear me? I think I'm good, Matt. I think I'm good. It's just a privilege to look out and see all of you. For better or for worse, I've been here a long, long time. I've been here when there were 7 employees and watched all of you meet the standards that are very high to come and work for SMART. So all I can say is thank you very much. We'll all ride that train together. There is a train coming sooner than ever before. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go down the line, I think. If anybody wants to speak, we'll just go down the line in order.
I'll just keep it very quick and just say...
Yes, Eric. I'm sorry.
Thank you. This is quite an incredible day. I'm continually amazed at all of the work that has taken place over these past many, many years to get us to this point. And I'm just really excited for us to be able to open up the doors officially and invite the public onto the train. So a heartfelt thank you and kudos to the entire team here for making this day possible.
Shirley.
Sure. And I know there's a small handful of us who've been here for
many years. This is my eighth year on the board. And the two things I think that I'm most thankful for to get us to this point is, thank God we defeated the recall, because we all wouldn't be sitting here if we hadn't. And then thank God we made the choice to hire you, Farhad. Yeah. Aww. Okay, Gary.
We're going to start repeating ourselves, but certainly as the director, want to thank each and every one of you for the hard work that you've done to get us to this point. It's obviously a culmination of a lot of effort, trial and tribulation to some degree, and Farhad, I've said repeatedly, and as recent as this late morning, I guess it was, that there was no one else that could have accomplished this. Certainly with the help that you have behind you, but you deserve an awful lot of credit for getting us to this point. I'm really convinced that you are the right person and have been all along. I want to clarify one point, however, because a great number of people are expecting us to report back to them as to when service will begin. And I'm not absolutely clear on that other than what sounds like approval from the FRA, and I'm not sure that that's necessarily the message you want today. So if you could help by commenting on that inquiry that's inevitable.
So subject to the final audit next week and a good grade, we can start our preview as early as the next day after that. So they finish on the 15th. While we are waiting for the audit results, or between now and then, staff will be designing those preview runs based on your direction and public review, and they can start as early as 16, and we can be announcing those. And those, we view that as a ramp up. We start, and every day, every week, maybe we add more and more and more trips as FRA feels more comfortable with us. Remember, we're a brand new agency. Not many of us exist in the country, or actually in the last decade, there have been very few. And so we're being watched, we're being reviewed, we're showing off our colors with members of public, and we will ramp up to the big opening day that could happen very, very soon.
And just to follow up on that for a second, I'm assuming as a director that there's nothing that you're aware of that's going to prevent the FRA from giving us their final blessing.
We're looking very good, sir.
Thank you.
I would just like to clarify, though, that we are not announcing any date today. Everything is dependent on the audit next week. So even though there's a number out there, until you hear from us again, you know, we'll stay tuned, right? Right, Farhad?
Correct.
That's how you've trained me, sir. Okay. Carol.
We want to make sure that we are not being presumptuous to what FRA has to give us their approval. They've been a terrific partner, good guidance. They've been teaching us. They've been coordinating things. And I want to show respect to their upcoming full inspection. This is multi-discipline, full inspection, everything about SMART. Then we can start our preview service.
Thank you. Carol.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll keep this brief, too. And frankly, I was thinking when I sat down, you know, whenever the train actually starts, I've been working with you for 8 years, and we've already been on quite a ride, have we not? every day that I work with SMART, I have to tell you, I am energized, and I've been inspired by some of the individuals here. I don't know you all, but I bet if I did, every one of you would have inspired me. It really has been, it's just been a joy to do this, even in the toughest of times. And I want to thank you very, very much for that. Remember, I come from Cloverdale. Thought I'd mention that, because I expect you all to be here when we announce that the train will actually pull into that ridiculous station they put up 20-something years ago in Cloverdale. Okay, you promise me that? Raise your hands. All right.
I promise.
Thank goodness. Ooh, I can go home safely. Thank you.
She has witnesses. Kate.
So those of us who've been on this board for a while, I think we have a tendency to think that miracles happen. This is all sort of a miracle creating a train. But really, and I know that all of you sitting in this room who have the expertise in so many technical areas that we do not, you know that it's not about miracles. And I think one of the most significant learning experiences for me has been grasping how unbelievably complicated and complex it is to create a new rail service. And that's what makes it so profoundly exciting. For someone from, I'm a Marin County supervisor, and the thought of, you know, the train is only going to Larkspur. I'd love to get it down to Sausalito. But we won't even think about that because we've got to go to Cloverdale first or Carol's going to smack me. But I think, yeah, you can't hit me. But I think for really all of us in both Marin and Sonoma, the idea of bringing rail service back, train service that we had historically in our counties, is just tremendously exciting. And then when you look at this beautiful train, you know, we have all had the opportunity to ride briefly on the train, and it's such a fantastic experience. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity of the public to get on. Everybody's going to love this train. But none of this, we would not be here today, we won't be the success that I know that we will be in the future without all of you. And so I'm really, you know, we had this meeting so you could see how interesting your jobs are compared to sitting through a board meeting. So I hope you're all feeling a lot more excited about your employment. But, you know, you're hearing all of us thank you, and keep that in your hearts, because we know that we cannot be the success that I know that we're going to be without all of you. So thank you.
Jim.
Been a long time. Not very often do you spend your time with government and come up with such a success that we have here today. I started this when we planted the seeds, which was when the North Pacific Railroad gave up their lease and it went public. And I was a board member in Mendocino County and followed it clear to this time when it's a success that all of us can be proud of, and cultivating it and nurturing it, watching it grow, and finally behind me sits the finished product. And it's a great way to grow old, to be able to see a project go through and generate the kind of enthusiasm that we see in the neighborhood and in these counties. It doesn't come to Mendocino County. I wish that we were in on it. But maybe later in the years, why somebody else will take it there. So it's a great day. And thank you, Fahad, and the people that have worked really hard to make this happen. And with all the rules and regulations and changes that have happened in that time that the seeds were planted, why we're here, and thank you.
Judy.
About 8 years ago, when Valerie Brown was chair and I was vice chair, I got a call from Valerie. We were just losing our second general manager, and she was in tears, and she said, "I can't run this railroad." And so I turned my car around and drove back to the Marin Civic Center. Went running in to see, first of all, the county administrator, and said, "Are there any other supervisors here?" And he said, "Yes." So I said, "Well, wait a minute." And I ran down the hall, and Farhad was the director of public works, and I said, "Look, would you take a 6-month leave of absence and come help us get this smart thing on track?" And he said, "Yes." So Matthew went and talked to the other supervisors, and they said, "Yes, we would let him leave for 6 months." And the rest is history.
And that was 6 years ago.
And I think really when all is said and done, I'm thinking on my tombstone so that I might get brownie points for getting into heaven. I could say I brought Farhad Mansouri into SMART. Thank you. And he also created a family.
I'll just associate myself with all the comments made till now.
and express gratitude for all the hard work that's been done to date. I'll reserve my definition of success to mean Larkspur to Cloverdale. But I recognize should be very proud of all the work done today. And I'm really grateful to be a member of this board. Thank you for welcoming me. And I look forward to sticking with it day by day until we reach success.
As the microphone works its way down this way, that's why they put Jake at the end, because he will not be short for words, as you often are not. Even though they've all been repeated before, and I should talk. But a huge thank you. It's great to see all the staff here in one location, so thank you for that, and thank you for all being here. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you, and to all the management, of course, in Farhad. Great work. You know, as an architect like Dan, I think I think highly of infrastructure, and think that, you know, deferred maintenance has an awful huge price tag in this country. But installing new infrastructure, I think, is something that is a responsibility of every generation. And you should feel really proud, I do, as a board member, that you built a brand new piece of infrastructure that will be here for generations and generations. And actually, I think, will become in its prime in future generations. It's rare that that happens, and you've had an opportunity to be here at the early stages, some of you from day one, some of you recently hired. But I think that, to me, that's a really important thing going forward, that this will transform, in many ways, transportation through the North Bay. And, yeah, we need to go north, and we need to go south, and perhaps even east, that we have an opportunity to really expand the network. You can only add so many lanes to the freeway, although we still want to do that. Having an alternate source of transportation, and one like a train that is comfortable and reliable, is a great thing. So to all of you who have worked so hard and put in all the hours, thank you very much. To the supporters that were there from the very beginning, thank them as well. And really look forward to actually people paying to get on the train and ride it to work each and every day.
Director Rabbit challenged me. I'm equal to any bloody challenge that an Irishman issues to me. But I'm not going to
challenge you to three words.
Oh, that's enough out of you, Madam Chair. I was going to say that we should recognize past chairs, and you fall under that category, Fudge, because you're back again as chair. And we also, correct me if I'm wrong, was not former Supervisor Tim Smith chair of this? And was not Bob Jean?
Bob Jean.
From a city known as Cloverdale? And who?
I don't know. I don't think so.
But anyway, I think we need to acknowledge, and Valerie Brown, of course, his name has already been mentioned.
And Judy Arnold.
And Judy Arnold is with us, and Fudge is with us again. So I think you all need to recognize that you don't get a whole lot of praise out of being chair of this organization. In fact, you get your lumps. And I think we should all acknowledge the service of these past chairs, because they carry an extra special burden in that particular role. I want to acknowledge that in front of all of you staff members of SMART. We all work hard, you know, getting this thing going, but the chairs are the ones that really carry the big burdens. And the second thing I want to say is there are visionaries amongst us, and there are visionaries who are no longer with us. And, of course, my big omission was Charles McGlashan, yeah. In terms of a visionary who's no longer with us, yeah. Who was the chair. And I think it's fair to say all of us who worked with him miss him every day. And I see the color of the train behind me, and I think of McGlashan green, and there it is. But back in the 90s, there are people who are no longer with us, Bill Cordham, Dick Day, George Ellman, and now, unfortunately, just mentioned, Deep Stroh. People who believed in this. They believed in the vision that was put down in paper by Peter Calthorpe in his 1997 report, which was adopted by the Sonoma County Transportation Authority, that recognized the multimodal nature of what we're doing. We're not just offering passenger rail service, we're offering a service that works with the one in the 101 transportation corridor. It will link up with the ferry. And so that was a vision that Calthorpe had, and we are seeing it realized. And it would be very unfair for me not to mention friends of SMART, some of whom are sitting with us today. Bertelbaugh, we know, is one of the total usual suspects. We got Richards, we got Swearingen, we've got a multitude of people who have stuck with us and supported us in the public realm, because as you, maybe the, some of you, the newer people are not aware, but we have been under constant attack ever since the first vision was realized. And we have survived these attacks, and we have put in place this vision. It's now a reality. It sits behind us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Everybody has just been so eloquent, and everybody has added their own piece, which I think creates the whole story. I wanted to also specifically, I thank Chief for going down this road, for thanking those who are not with us now. Charles, I can do it. Charles was my buddy, and I was vice chair when he was chair, and he and I were the two that of the two board members who went to Japan to look at these rail cars and to decide, did we really want diesel motorized units, possibly built by Nippon Sharyo? And so some of you know the story, some of you don't, but Jake brought it up, and I'd like this urban legend to continue because it honors Charles. Charles and I were in what they call the graveyard, when you translate from Japanese, of all their former rail cars that they'd built. From the beginning, rail cars that were DMUs and early rail cars that had rounded noses to their very sleek bullet trains now. They've got like lots of different versions, and they have one of the each of them in their yard. And so we were standing by some of the very, very early ones, and one was a green like this. And at that point, SMART had been planning on red and gold rail cars. And so Charles looks at me and says, you know, I'd like us to have green rail cars. And I said, but Charles, on the EIR and everything we've planned and all our documents, there are red rail cars. You can't just change them now. We have to go back, and you want me to go back, and we have to ask the board for, you know, different color rail cars? He said, yes. And we never really had that formal discussion while he was with us. He died 5 months after that conversation. But the last meeting that we had, and Valerie was chair, she was sitting here, Charles was here, and I was on the other side of Valerie, and his very last meeting, and we didn't know it, I leaned over to him at the very end of the meeting and said, okay, you can have your stupid green train. And those were the last words I spoke to him. And so we have the train for Charles. And the other thing that sort of occurred to me today was, a lot of us get really focused on what we have to do to get this train rolling, what we have to do, what we have to do. And we've, you know, I was sitting here after the meeting started looking at all of you, realizing we are at this moment. This isn't what are we going to do next. We are at this moment where we honor people, where we're excited to announce that we're about to start service. You know, it just all of a sudden dawns on you, you're finally here. So thank all of you for being here and celebrating with us, and we will continue to celebrate as we board the trains in the very near future. And I just really appreciate what every board member has said today, because everybody has added to the story over a great number of years. And Farhad could have retired 6 years ago from Marin. He could have been enjoying his grandchildren, but no, he's working 18 hours a day for SMART, and we just really appreciate it. Please extend that to your family.
Thank you.
Okay. I will now open it to the public. If there are any short comments from the public at this point, you're welcome to come forward. How did I know?
It's all been said. This is a great moment, and I know that everybody's looking for a date. Every time I run into somebody, they say, what's the date? When is it going to start? Well, it's a process, and the process is moving. It's we've got to be patient with it. There are a lot of people involved. The fact that this is under federal jurisdiction. And what I often say to people is, this is going to go to somebody in Washington who may be on vacation when the memo arrives. There are just all kinds of chances. So let's not focus on the date that things are going to start. This is an important milestone, and good cheer.
Steve, who are you?
Steve Bertelbaugh, Friends of SMART.
My name is Steve Bertelbaugh, and I've been with Friends of SMART since 2004.
Okay, would anybody else like to come up? Okay.
My name is Mike Pechner, P-E-C-H-N-E-R. The leading industry railroad magazine, which is called Trains, has a very nice article about SMART at your newsstands now. Thank you.
And we'd all like a copy, so thank you for letting us know. I didn't know that. Would anybody else like to come forward? You will have other opportunities. Okay, thank you so much. We will close public comment on that, and we will now adjourn to closed session. We have three items: conference with the chief of police and general manager regarding security, conference with labor negotiator and regarding the employees of all collective bargaining units, and then the one that I previously announced that we added in the beginning under urgency ordinance. So we will adjourn to closed session. We will the staff and the board will gather slowly over here for a group photo. There's something I need to do first. I will join you in a couple of minutes, so wait for me. And we will, the board will then board the train for our safety and security briefing for the very last time. And we will report out of closed session when we arrive back later this afternoon. Okay, and our next regular board meeting is June 21st at 1:30 back in Petaluma. And I think we have a comment from our general manager.
You covered everything. Thank you. So, again, the picture location is right here as soon as you give an interview to members of press. And you're closing the meeting with Dietrich Stroh's memory.
Yes, and I'd like a letter sent to Donna Gallagher Stroh, his wife, that we adjourned in his memory today.
We'll prepare that for you.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll take a couple of minutes together here. A couple of us have a couple things we need to do first, and then we will take a picture and then board the train. And thank you again for all being here today. Right over there.